The cuts began a year and a half ago and included the small post office in Herbster along Lake Superior's shore. Hours were cut in half, and the service window is only open in the morning now. Janine Hahn works at Pinecone Ole's restaurant nearby.
We've adjusted. It doesn't mean they like it. I know a lot of people complained about it, and then others just didn't care. So I did care enough that I felt bad for those that used it a lot.
Like older people who depend on deliveries of things like medicine. U.S. Postal Service spokesman Pete Nowacki says more cuts are coming. They're only two-thirds the way through reductions. But he says given the choice between closing or reducing hours, people are accepting the reductions.
Anytime you're doing something like this, you're going to have situations where it might not work best for an individual schedule, and they're going to have concerns. That's fair. We understand that.
Town clerk Bruce Lindgren says the post office is more than mail in small towns like Herbster.
Well, it is. You know, it's a gathering place for people, too. They run into their neighbors or friends and acquaintances, and they have brief chats about whatever happens to be on their mind.
So the reduction in hours is better than just closing the place?
Oh, absolutely. Much better than just closing it.
The Postal Service hopes to be finished with reducing post office hours in a year. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.